Good morning to you. On this pre-Thanksgiving day, it's Wednesday, November the 26th. How are you today? Maybe you're just a little bit tired from trying to get ready for the holiday, which is tomorrow. It's a wonderful day to celebrate, to give thanks. We thank God for it. It's an opportunity that we have to stop and to reflect on how good God has been, not just to us personally, but to the entire country that we live in. So tomorrow, of course, is the day that we all will be celebrating the Thanksgiving Day. And the legacy of it. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. It'd be a good thing to, as we move into His temple, so to speak, His courts, we want to be having a healthy, wholesome dread, and that's what it means to fear the Lord, to have a healthy, wholesome dread. Let us bow our hearts before Him. Father, we do thank You for this, once again, an opportunity to come into Your presence, to visit with You, to commune with You, to perform the ministry unto You and on Your behalf. We thank You for the priestly assignment that You've given to us to represent You to the people and the people to You. Have Your way with us today. We thank You for each person that's dialed in with us right now. Thank You for their commitment, their heart to serve, and the purpose to live for You. And to meet You at the very beginning of our day, so that our day is mapped and directed by heaven. Have Your way with us on this day. Thank You for keeping us through the hours of the night, giving us pleasant rest and sleep. And so we wake up today energized and renewed, once again renewing our heart's purpose to live and to serve you on this day and forever. Speak to our hearts today. We want to hear your voice. And even as the song said, open the eyes of our hearts, because we do want to see you. We thank you today. You have your way in this day. You created, shaped for your purposes. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, do you have a praise report or a prayer request? I'd like to, you know, the Word of God says, enter his courts with praise. My heart is jubilating over what God has done and what he's doing. And I'm yet in anticipation of what he will do. Today, our theme is having an encounter with God. And I just want to open that idea just a little bit for us to get some light on what that may mean in this hour. And what I believe it means is this. The word prayer in English means to ask or make requests. However, in Hebrew, prayer also carries the idea of having an encounter with God. So on one hand, there is the idea of asking or making a request. The larger picture is also in it, the idea of having an encounter with God. So it includes the larger and more important idea of our connecting and communing with him through prayer. Therefore, prayer is important and worthwhile whether we have personal requests or not. According to the scriptures, a believer is of the priestly class. And if you think back to the tasks and duties of the priests in the temple, they were performing a service in his temple. And through that service, prayer today is performing a service on behalf of God. So through our prayers, ourselves and the world is transformed. Can you see how important it is what God has asked you and I to do and why we are doing it? We're performing a service on behalf of God and even ministry to God because we're connecting and communicating with him. Powerful stuff. Awesome stuff. So, welcome to our connecting and communing sessions with the Lord, because that's what we're engaged in. Even if we don't have a prayer request, when we come and we present ourselves before him. Now, I believe that your heart's filled with gratitude, and mine is too, concerning the fact that over the last 2 days, I don't know what the current reports may be since I was asleep and at night. Don't know what was happening while I was asleep. But as far as I know, there was no loss of life in the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, and around the country, around the nation, concerning the decisions coming out of the justice system in Ferguson. there was no loss of life. So we asked God to prevent that or to oversee that there would be no loss of life, although there were some dramatic scenes occurring there and in other parts of the nation. So we thank God for that. That is praiseworthy. Then we praise God that Valerie Burney's daughter and granddaughter, who were both in a fire, their home caught on fire, that they were not killed. They were saved. And I don't know the present status. The last word I had from Valerie, they were in the hospital. So we thank God there for sparing their lives. We always have to give praise. The scripture says, in all things, give thanks. In all things. In the midst of it. Another heartwarming praise report is that our ministry's goal to minister to quite a few families, ministering, goods, a turkey, things like that, so that they can sit down and have a Thanksgiving dinner like we plan to have. Well, we have reached and surpassed our goal. So I want you to give thanks to the Lord with me on that. I was saying to someone, every time we do that, it just warms my heart tremendously. And it keeps me in perspective that God is good, that He's so meeting our needs. I saw desperation on people's faces on yesterday as we encountered people in our community who was thinking and were thinking of tomorrow, and some of them didn't know what that was going to look like. They would like to sit down and partake of a Thanksgiving meal just like the rest of us, but they couldn't see how that was going to happen. And you may think that is not having much importance. I spoke with someone for whom we had a Thanksgiving basket. One had been prepared for that family. And so we contacted the individual to find out how we can get the basket to them. Well, they thanked us and I really appreciated it. But at the moment that we were speaking with them, they were trying to see if they could get some assistance getting their electricity turned back on in their home. I guess the point I'm making is making contrast between where many of us are, or some of us anyway, in terms of relative to tomorrow, and where some others are and might be even now. A turkey, a Thanksgiving meal, if we could just have electricity, if I could just keep the roof over the head, if I could just make it through the week. So therein is the purpose for God meeting the need of some families who really need a respite and a chance to just sit down and reflect. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you were part of our task to bring a Thanksgiving basket celebration to families, well, take joy. Hallelujah. of joy. Of joy in your heart. So today we are focused on having an encounter with God, and we've just discovered or are meditating on the fact that prayer is just one dimension of having an encounter with God. The whole picture really involves not simply making requests, but connecting and communing with Him. And that's what prayer does for us. So thank you for joining us on this morning. I would like to share a scripture with us. Quickly comes out of Psalm 27, verse 3 through 5. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, even then in this will I be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in His presence, all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will hide me in His shelter. In the secret place of His tent will He hide me. He will set me high upon a rock. That's Psalm 27, verse 3 through 5. Are you upon a rock? Because that's where He sets us. No matter what is happening, what is going on, isn't that awesome? That is the confidence we can have. And so our desire today is to inquire, to ask of the Lord, seek, require, and dwell in His house, which is His presence, all the days of our lives, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in His temple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I guess most of you will already know what the protocol is. You know, you press the button, one on your phone, if you'd like your voice to be heard. In whatever fashion, maybe you just want to shout a praise. Go ahead and press the button and let's hear it and perhaps even join you. Or if you have a prayer request, don't withhold it. This is a very special time where we're in the presence of the Lord, and He's given us the liberty to speak, and to speak boldly, making our requests known. And the thing that we want to remember, our requests may not simply revolve around our own personal needs, but needs that are around us, family, community, friends, church, our society, our state, our city, our world. And that's how we are able to transform not only ourselves by our communion with Him, but we are able to transform and change the world. So that's the opportunity that's here, present right in our face, where we can just be the change we want to see. Amen. All right. We want to pray today for a young man. I guess he must be early 40s or late 30-something. But we want to pray for him. He is going to appear before the courts today for sentencing. He expects and anticipates that he is going to be imprisoned for a few years. And he makes his appearance today, or turns himself in, because this was the day scheduled for that event. And want to pray for him, for his mother and his grandmother and the rest of the family, for whom this is a difficult day. And I had a conversation with his mother, and she's in a place of trusting God that maybe this is what it'll take. And I've prayed for this young man in the past. And so today, he goes to prison with a sentence with as much as 8 years or something slightly less, depending on what happens during his incarceration. How many know that God can use any situation to form and fashion his purposes in the life of an individual? Because we resist him just left naturally. And sometimes he has to allow situations that will turn our heads in the right direction. And this may be the case here. And we are wanting that to occur. God has a purpose for this young man's life. I'm sure you believe that. But we also have our own wills, and he does. We can make decisions that are bad, simply bad, but yet God can get the victory out of it. Father, we pray for this brother. We speak peace over him and around him today. And Father, even as he goes off to pay his debt to society, as seen by the justice system, that you would accompany him by your angels, keep him safe, keep him in a sound mind, even as he tries to adjust to new, different conditions, that he would hear your voice, be able to know that it's you, be able to come into connecting with you, having a huge encounter with you, so that it'd be just you and him and the Holy Spirit. Teach him your voice so that he becomes a found sheep, knowing the Father's voice, so that he can live on a whole different level, even though he's contained and restricted. His spirit is not. His spirit can rise to the heavenlies by Christ Jesus. We pray for his mother and his grandmother and his relatives, that they would have peace on this day. Even though it's difficult, that their confidence in you would rise to levels that they never experienced before, they too would be drawn closer to you because of this situation. in the name of Jesus. Bless them all so that the enemy does not have the last laugh or the last say, but the kingdom of light welcomes, cares for, protects, and oversees this brother and his family. Send a revival, total renewal and restoration. Make everything that's crooked straight. Everything that's upside down, make it right side up, according to your plan and your will, your purposes. Meet every need. Align favor, grace, and mercy in the right positions to the right people to meet him on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I trust that if there's anyone of you that are dialed in with us right now that are hearing this prayer cast, and you know of someone that fits the description, that's incarcerated or going to be or on their way to, that you would adopt that prayer on their behalf, because a prison is a place where people do and can have an encounter with God. And that's our focus today, having an encounter with God. So if you have a friend, a loved one, a neighbor, and I know in our city, it's that everyone knows someone that probably is incarcerated right now, or was, or is going to be, because of the intensity and denseness of the darkness in a city like ours, and how the enemy seeks to short circuit inheritance and purpose, the purposes of God in people's lives. Father, have your way today. We give you permission. We thank you. And while we may not understand, while we may find it painful to know, to think of, and to observe what happens to individuals as a result of sin, we pray today that you would comfort every heart, pour out peace upon every soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Once again, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, just press the button 1 and you'll be heard. More importantly, you'll be heard in heaven. As you give a praise report or make a prayer request, heaven will be joining us in jubilating over whatever the circumstance is. We want to pray now for those that are traveling, and you may know someone that is going to be traveling or that is traveling right now in order to be with family and friends to celebrate Thanksgiving. And so this is one of the busiest travel days that's upon us, even on today. And if you're going to be traveling, we want to join you in asking God's protection for you as you travel by whatever means, by air, by rail, by highway, doesn't matter. We love you and want you to be safe. Even as you rush around right in our community, getting the last minute items for your Thanksgiving preparation and meal. So we, I know myself, we will be traveling a relatively short distance, going to another township to be with our family. But it doesn't matter how far or how near, we need God's protection. So let us show that, show Him that our confidence is in Him for our keeping. Father, we thank You that we have this opportunity to gather on tomorrow, God willing, with our family and friends, and to celebrate Thanksgiving, where we're thanking You for all that You have given to us and done for us, with us, in us, and through us. We thank You, Father. And we know, Lord God, that we need Your divine, supernatural protection as we travel and make preparations. Help us. Send Your ministering angels, dispatch them to accompany us as we move about, so that we are safe and sound and protected. We depend on You and all of heaven for our safety, our well-being. So we give You the praise even now, thanking You for keeping us through today and the upcoming holiday and weekend, from every danger seen and unseen. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank You. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us take a quick look at this business of Thanksgiving. It's a day set aside, and it was first celebrated in Virginia. Sometimes we don't realize the extent to which our country's history has been revised. So we're celebrating Thanksgiving on tomorrow. But this day is a day set aside. It's not the historical anniversary of the first Thanksgiving, as many think, or you hear many speak. We have been taught that the first Thanksgiving was in Plymouth in 1621 and observed by the Pilgrims. And of course, this was a very commendable act by the Pilgrims, but it was not the first in this nation. This day was set aside as a yearly, perpetual, holy day. Now, you're hearing a lot about the holiday, but it was set aside as a holy day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. In December of 1619, the first day of Thanksgiving was observed in Virginia. That was the very first Thanksgiving. And it was the English colonists who had sailed from England, and they were, you know, the ship they sailed on, the name of the ship was Margaret, and they landed at Berkeley about a month and 2 weeks later after sailing from England. And they ordained, when they landed, this man, a gentleman by the name of John Woodleaf, Captain John Woodleaf, and his followers were so grateful that they ordained that this day would be celebrated every year. These were Christians, these were believers, and they saw this as an opportunity to give thanks. They saw this event, leaving England and coming to the New World, they saw themselves very much as the Israelites leaving Egypt. And so that's the depth of understanding that they brought to the celebration. Most of us today have no clue, because the celebration and the day that it's about has been so revised that we are not in touch. Most of us are not in touch with the actual purpose and the intent of those that founded this celebration. So I just wanted to give us a sense of the historical accuracy of the record, so that we know that, you know, we hear about Thanksgiving and we only hear about Indians. Nothing against Indians, but, you know, the story has been romanticized, to say the least, and changed and distorted so that it does not resemble the fact anymore. So we thank God for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, as you sit at your table with your family, really zero in, if at all possible, on what Thanksgiving really, really means. We thank God for the nation. We thank God for the first ones to institute it. They planted a cross in Virginia and established Thanksgiving as a holy celebration of thanks to Almighty God that is to be kept perpetually, meaning every year, as long as time exists. So that's what we are participating in. So tomorrow let us give thanks for the land, for the nation, for our lives, and for all of the legacy and inheritance that comes with what God has done, so that there's depth. Your meal might even taste a little bit better. Your taste buds might be sharpened and respond much greater once you're eating and participating in that meal from a perspective of understanding exactly what it means. And if you have children and grandchildren, and maybe the rest of the family, you can explain what we just shared with you, that it's a holy day, not a holiday. It's a holy day set aside by men and women of God hundreds of years ago in thanks to the Lord. It's just that simple. You don't have to get into years and moments and dates and all of those, because the history is recorded. But bring out the fact that God is good. Yes, He is good, and we are walking in His goodness. Father, we thank You for this wonderful thing that You've done hundreds of years ago. And here we are, benefiting from it. Teach us how You rule over time, across centuries, to provide for, to position us, to align us in your plan and in your purposes. We weren't thought of on the earth when you established this wonderful day of celebration. You put it in the heart of God, of your people, rather, who trusted and believed you. Captain John Woodleaf and others, that they would be thankful. They would be jubilating over what you've done. Thank you for keeping them, even in their journey across the ocean, to plant their knees on the riverbank in Virginia. And so now we have this annual day of prayer and thanksgiving. We thank you. So this was something for your thanksgiving, Lord, for giving thanks to you. So we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, before you leave, I would like to share this with you. And I have this suggestion that in the morning that we should take time to give thanks. So our prayer cast, God willing, will be on in the morning. And it may be even be foreshortened, because I know that even at our house here, we want to prepare. So the same is true for you. And so time is of the essence, because you may have guests coming over or places to go. And we want to facilitate that. But please gather with us at 6 o'clock sharp, and so that we can just have a very short time of giving thanks. Now that we know that Thanksgiving Day is a holy day, well beyond a holiday. It's a holy day, and we want to be found taking time and stopping to give thanks. So that will be a special prayer cast, if you will, or as the network folk call it, an episode, on tomorrow, beginning at 6 o'clock at our usual time. And I'm looking forward to being with you in God's presence to celebrate that holy day. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, our time is almost up, and of course, you know, it goes fast when we're together. And so we're looking forward to seeing you and being with you again on tomorrow. In the meantime, I think it would be good for us to leave with a benediction being read in our hearing. And we'll read from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10 through 11. That's 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 10 through 11. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Trust that you can receive that in the name of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Be careful as you make preps for tomorrow's holy day celebration, Thanksgiving. God bless you richly.